This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 23rd, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hindu nationalism is spreading into Nepal, threatening Christians in that country. International Christian Concern reports that protesters demanding a Hindu state marched on the parliament building in Kathmandu last week. The protests turned violent after participants clashed with police. Ethiopia has become the first nation in the world to ban the import of non-electric vehicles. However, most Ethiopians cannot afford the $25,000 price tag for a Chinese-manufactured electric vehicle. Kenyan President William Ruto has also recently reduced accessibility to fertilizer, fuel, and electricity in his country in an attempt to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, reports the Epoch Times. Christian economists like Calvin Beisner of the Cornwall Alliance are concerned that reducing access to fossil fuels and fertilizer will seriously hamstring Africa's economic progress in the future. Beisner considers, quote, the most harmful policy, end quote, is that the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the U.S. Agency for International Development are, quote, refusing to do loans or other funding for coal, natural gas, or oil-based electric generating stations in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia and Latin America, end quote. The Washington, D.C. Capitol Bible Reading Program kicks off this week. The 5-day marathon takes place in 7 other state capitals around the nation. According to the program's website, the stated goal of the ministry is to, quote, exhort our nation to return to God's precepts. It's our desire to publicly read God's holy word on the steps of the national and state capitals every year for 90 consecutive hours, end quote. Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 through 20 requires that each king ruling Israel would write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes. The nations with the largest increases in government debt as a percentage of the economy since 2010 are Japan, Singapore, and the United States, in that order. Singapore's debt to gross domestic product doubled. Japan's debt to GDP increased by 185%, and the United States' debt to GDP grew by a whopping 226%. Commercial real estate foreclosures are approaching a 10-year high this spring. California, New York, Florida, Texas, and New Jersey in particular are facing accelerating rates in foreclosures. A record percentage of young women between the ages of 25 and 54 are working outside of the home, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In 2023, that percentage swelled to a high of 77.8% compared to 89% for men. In 1950, the ratio was 34% to 91%. The Christian Science Monitor reports that the main driver of women entering the workforce is college-aged women with young children. The ratio of female-to-male graduate college students has reached 1.5. That's up from 0.45 in 1970. Anti-Israel protests are swarming over America's elite colleges. Fox News reported student protests on the campuses of Columbia, Yale, NYU, MIT, and Emerson College. In some cases, police had made arrests. Conservative commentator Tucker Carlson invited Pastor Douglas Wilson from Moscow, Idaho, onto his online platform for an hour-long conversation last week to discuss the subject of Christian nationalism. In addition, Wilson explained to Carlson that there is no political solution for the ills that face the United States. Listen.
We're in such a mess that there is no political solution. we're beyond hope. The next election, however happy it might make us for 10 minutes, is not going to fix everything.
That's right.
Our disease is radical and it's spiritual. We've got a radical leprosy. The United States needs to repent of its sin, to use an old-fashioned term. We need to repent of our sins, our arrogance, and turn back to God. That's what is necessary. And we need preachers who are willing to tell them to do that.
Plus, Wilson pointed out that the American system was sustained in the past by a, quote, shared moral consensus, end quote. But now he fears it is devolving into, quote, anarchy and disruption, end quote. An 8-minute clip of the interview has already collected 7.7 million views. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord told Solomon, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.